I'll be using a gospel reading that's not the one for the day, but rather for the feast day of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Majors. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Last night, I returned from Orlando, Florida, and visiting my sister and her family. I was also there to present a conference on the theology of the body, my favorite subject. In a nutshell, I tried to convey in the conference how the human body has a natural purpose, but also a supernatural purpose. It fulfills both an earthly but also an eternal end. For example, our male and female bodies are for the purpose of experiencing human love as spouses, where the two become one. But our human bodies are also for experiencing the divine love that we receive in Holy Communion, where our bodies become one body with Jesus Christ. In other words, our human bodies travel at two different speeds or velocities, sometimes at the speed of natural activity, and at other times the speed of supernatural activity or the speed of grace. I witnessed this twofold speed of the human body even on my trip to and from Orlando. On my way there, I had a layover in Atlanta. I decided to grab a cup of coffee and a bagel at an airport restaurant. And by the way, I always wear my priestly collar whenever I travel, because my mom told me when I was ordained, "Son, don't go anywhere without your collar." So as I prepared to pay the nice lady for my coffee and bagel, she smiled and said, "Don't worry, honey, your food is on the house." And I immediately thought, so this is why mom told me to wear my collar. I get free coffee and bagels. Actually, the real reason my mom told me that was that maybe wearing the collar would keep her son out of trouble. But another reason to wear the priestly collar is because then my body, because of its clothes, bears witness to Christ and his church. At least that lady at the coffee shop had an encounter with a priest last Friday afternoon. And she gave a cup of cold water to one of Jesus' disciples. My body traveled at the natural velocity of 600 miles per hour on the plane. But in the terminal, my body traveled at the supernatural velocity of the speed of grace and touched another person's heart. Another instance of experience the twofold speeds of the body was on my return trip yesterday. My flight ended up being delayed a total of 10 hours, and I got back at midnight. In other words, for most of the day yesterday, my body was not traveling at the natural speed of 600 miles per hour, but it had been effectively grounded. But as I waited to board the plane from Orlando to Atlanta, a young lady named Gabby struck up a conversation with me. Of course, she saw my Roman collar. She said she had just had a discussion the evening before with her grandmother about how she needed to get confirmed. She said she was 19 years old and going to college in Rome, Georgia, and had been away from the church for a couple of years. And she saw our chance meeting in the airport as a sign from God that she needed to get confirmed. She even took a selfie of us so she could send it to her grandmother and tell her that her prayers worked. We talked about how to pick a confirmation saint's name and how to go to confession. And she also shared with me that she never felt the same peace and joy when she attended Protestant churches with her friends as she did when she received Holy Communion in a Catholic church. Even though her body was at a natural standstill, at the supernatural level, her body was traveling at the speed of grace. She was sharing her faith with a random priest. In the gospel today, which is special for the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, Jesus also distinguishes between these two speeds at which the human body travels. While a woman praises the natural virtues of Jesus' mother Mary for giving birth to him and nursing him as a baby at her breast, our Lord applauds rather those who hear the word of God and observe it. That is, giving birth and nursing babies and nurturing a child is a great human activity, but it remains on the natural level. Such bodies travel at the speed of human virtues. On the other hand, human bodies can also discover the joy of hearing and observing God's word, like a priest wearing a Roman collar in public, or a 19-year-old sharing her rediscovery of her faith in line to board a plane. And when we engage in these supernatural activities, our bodies jump into warp drive, and we travel at the speed of grace. That is why this gospel reading from Luke 11, 27 through 28 was chosen for today's feast day. Because buildings like this one are like bodies that can fulfill a twofold mission, earthly and eternal. Some buildings like stadiums and strip malls help us live and enjoy earth, while other buildings, like churches and basilicas, help us to travel to eternity. In a sense, buildings, like bodies, travel at two different speeds, natural and supernatural, earthly and eternal. Keep that in mind next time your flight is delayed while you are traveling, which will probably be the next time you are traveling. Your body may look like it is idling and at a standstill on the ground, but in fact, it may actually be traveling at the supernatural speed of grace. Praised be Jesus Christ.